17 U.S. nukes get away. Stay tuned for UNnews. October 2010, Washington, the capital. The Air Force lost partial control of up to 50 nuclear missiles for over an hour yesterday, and 17 of them self-launched, and their locations remain unknown. The problem, characterized as a Windows software issue, quote, mistakenly launched 17 of America's ICBMs yesterday morning, unquote, said Air Force spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Wesley Miller IX. The problem left the Air Force unable to monitor, communicate with, track, or if need be, self-destruct the launched missiles, even if the president had given the command. Miller said, quote, we have no idea where they went, but so far no country has called to complain, unquote. Miller stressed that at no time was the American public in jeopardy, apart from those residing outside of Wyoming, as none of the missiles were programmed to target American cities. The Minuteman III ICBMs are computer-controlled multiple warhead missiles located in missile silos spread out around Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming. Each silo has now been inspected by base personnel to ascertain how many missiles had launched and to make sure all remaining missiles were secure. The United States' remaining 383 Minutemen would not have been affected. And the U.S. also has bomber-based and sea-based nuclear weapons. The exact nature of the problem is still under investigation, but merely mentioning the words Microsoft Windows induces officials here to wince. An Air Force statement reads, quote, the specific cause for the disruption is currently being analyzed on site by engineers from the Microsoft Systems Program Office, unquote. Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz informed Admiral Michael Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, about the glitch. Mullen made sure Secretary of Defense Robert Gates was informed, and Gates ensured that President Barack Obama was kept out of the loop. Gates twice took the unprecedented step of firing himself because of notorious nuclear weapons slip-ups, but both times he was reinstated. In August 2007, a B-52 bomber took off, leaving six live nuclear-tipped cruise missiles on the runway. DHL had to be called to make an on-site pickup. Then, again using Microsoft technology, the U.S. Air Force had nuclear weapons shipped from Taiwan in crates believed to contain only Lego figurines. Meanwhile, there has been no news or communication from several significant countries. These will remain unnamed until their next of kin are notified. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.